shower, but I got kind of woolly. Figured I'd go and just get wet. They're there right now.
Yeah.
They have an appointment with Glanzer and Silver.
I thought that it was useful to talk to Dick Moore.
Oh, good.
So let's see what the hell he recalls.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I haven't talked to them or a piece of paper in there.
Just take the whole pad.
I haven't really talked to them.
No. Well, I think it's important to know since they've been calling, right? So forth, but I don't see him calling. He recalled the customer meeting.
Mm-hmm. I hope he recalls it better than I do.
Oh, his recollection. Says Dean at that said, by the way, the defendants need money and it's urgent. Mr. Bob or John says, can't LaRue go on the ground and raise the station for this 300? John says, can't Mitchell rent from Rockefeller to get the $500 the recollection from the council meeting. That, of course, is, if you recall, too, as I said,
I don't recall the Rockefeller.
Well, the Rockefeller, but you won't recall any of it.
But I mean, I just literally dumped the fact that
there's a discussion of LaRue, perhaps you do it on the ground and so forth, but she was aware of the fact that it's got LaRue and Rachel. Dick is one guy who's got a program on what I think, but
no, I'll tell you what that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like you to be aware.
Yeah, that's important.
That's important. See what
does he talk at all about the purpose of that meeting? Because I think that's also important.
Oh, yes, yes. He said for 2 days he talked about the hearings and the program of the hearings. It's a privilege. And getting a statement, you know, wrote down a statement.
Oh, thank you, Manuel.
Three sentences out of 2 days. But this one, this is one side. And the reason I raised it up, did I raise it up? I said, no, what the hell does it mean? What could he talk about? And I said, well, maybe this is pretty short. The person, I suppose, who also got this good terminology, the time box or something like that, and that was or came to do at all. Raise money for the defendants, right?
Right. Question about that.
Is La Costa after the trial? Is
La Costa is just, that's that rainy weekend in February.
When is the date of it?
This year. Yeah. February the 20th or something.
Yeah. But this is after, before sentencing.
Yeah. So they have sentenced them, yeah, as a matter of fact.
The other thing is, Moore recollected something about this conversation too. He says that Dean told him that I'll need his money before he gets sentenced. So he told Dean, look, this is blackmail. So that's how that came in. So when Dean came in to see me and raised this subject, remember reading to the scene to find out what was blackmail to see my wife. Rachel and Bob was involved, as you know. I guess you weren't in the office. And Bob, Dean, and Mitchell, right? In Bob's office, where they said Dean asked what about that money, or Mitchell asked.
I'm getting in Holland's office where, almost in an aside,
yeah.
Dean said to Mitchell, what about that other matter?
Yeah.
And Mitchell said he's taking care of it.
Yeah.
And
I assume what happened here on that is that Dean, I'm getting money here. Call Mitchell and Mitchell returned.
Evidently.
Dean's whole theme, of course, which I've already reported to you, is that he didn't make a wrong pass at the whole end. That's the only thing I've got, John.
Okay,
of course, then you can come in for it. And if it comes to a question to Dean, call it summary, if I've heard you or not, he's very, very easy about that. Yep.
It is that our inability to do what you asked us to do in the council, which was to draft a public statement that could be put out as such, led in quick succession to your long talks. Because he even reported back to you that it was a fruitless weekend.
That's right.
And
in fact, he didn't even bring it up this evening.
That's right. And it was a fruitless weekend. Dean kept saying, you can't say that, you can't say that, and so forth. And that led to your talks with Dean. And that led to Dean going to Camp David.
Right.
And then that eventually led to cracking.
That's right.
So it all started in the fact that the four of us could not put together.
But even this, let me say that this conversation about this money and so forth, you've got to point out, this was it. But that's one of the things that led us to conclude that we had to move off this. They were going to all money. There isn't any question, I suppose, that the way the whole thing is presented, possibly. Certain knowledge of that. In Bob's case, in the case of the 350 participation in 352, and the judge tell you about that,
here's where we left it with. We felt that if you're agreeable, the best way to do this would be for them to go over there, talk to the prosecutors, come back, report to us, and then if you are available, for you to talk to Mr. Wilson confidentially alone.
Right.
He very much has your interest at heart.
Right.
And he's trying to approach this from your standpoint,
right,
rather than from ours, really. And you see that.
Yeah.
So Bob and I agreed privately,
right,
that would be a very desirable thing from your standpoint to have his counsel.
In other words, he'd give me a good.
He has
somebody
40 years of experience in this business.
He's for us.
He's totally loyal. Just totally. In fact, avidly loyal.
Right.
And so, rather than to have the two of us strain what he thinks.
Let me ask you this. When is he going to see them?
He's there right now. He expects to be here by 6 o'clock.
Could he see you tonight?
Yes, sir. He'll come back. See you tonight if you'd like to. You get back from the boat.
I'll
come back and then he can be available. You wouldn't know what to do. The younger of the two is a very steady crowd with a lot of experience.
They're both talking to these people here.
Yes, sir. They both know them.
You get back, and I hope you've discussed this, and I will discuss it with you. You get back with Dean. There's a more too. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I just wonder about this.
I'll tell you about that.
They don't believe it.
They say it's a dream world. That they just can't be.
I don't agree.
But no, do. I think you ought to hear their view.
Yeah.
If it's appropriate. Their goal.
Dean's gonna do his dance anyway.
They think that he has every incentive to. And that there's no way to remove that incentive.
Right.
That's their feeling.
So if he goes to jail, he's got a little less incentive to kick president.
I think that would be the argument.
Can anybody trust him to keep that property or kick it?
Unless they turn up something different down there. Now they say that they know Glancer extremely well.
Yeah.
They know Silver well.
Right.
And they know their boss. And
so they'll find out.
So they'll find out, I think, quite a lot.
If Peterson has any indication of cars,
they do not have a high opinion of him professionally.
No, but I don't know if he's any indication of Glancer or
Silver.
Send that to the outbox, please. Give us a girl, she'll know. Yeah, I know. But I meant that. You've got to remember that Peterson watched the U.S. Attorney came in with findings and said that he, you know, came on with the resignation. Their view of all that, so we're not going to be panicked by it.
That's right.
You said you're going to talk to the version.
That was the idea, yes. It would be there at 4:30, so it's an hour already.
Possibly you are around.